Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Nation.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready for a great show because we got all the dirt and the dish and the tea or whatever you want to call it. We got it today.
All right.
But we can't do it. We got to check in with Atlanta first. And Brett, what the hell? All the regulars ditched you. What's going on?
I know, man. Headcrack, Portia, and Gary took a long weekend, I guess. But helping me out today is my buddy from Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. Make some noise for BT.
I got you, Brett. I got you, BT.
Thank you so much. Get me out, mama. Frank, who y'all got with you today?
Well, she had so much fun, she decided to come back for seconds.
Oh, and yeah.
And comedian, talk show host, the fabulous Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, Brett. Hey, BT.
Now, coming up on the show, we're going thirst trapping with the stars, and our friend Andrew Freund sat down with Matt Damon and Christian Bale in the cast of Ford versus Ferrari. But first, what do you got, Heidi?
All right, Angelina Jolie's been single for quite a while now, and she might be looking.
She
might be looking. Now, keep in mind,
I could use 15 kids.
Yeah, she's like
16 or 19.
Now, she said she's finally opening up and maybe looking for a new man. Now, according to Us Weekly, she's been on a few dates. She's back in the dating world. They say Angelina's been on a few dates, but nothing serious has come of them. Here's where I think, even though it's Angelina Jolie, she's very pretty. You are potentially going to be the stepfather of six children immediately.
Yeah, and that's why nothing has come of it, because no man, you know, because her kids are grown now, so that means they can look at you and go, you not my daddy.
You right. ain't it. You ain't it, mister.
She has six kids, by the way.
I wouldn't date a woman who had six dogs.
Hey, wait, that's going a little far.
I got six Yorkies.
That was a slap.
At this point, like, why does she even have to get married?
I know.
Right. You got your kids. You've been married three times. Go live your best life.
Right.
And you know what? And then when they come over, you can go, you got to leave before they get up.
Right. Or, you know, when they're daddy, when they got the weekend with daddy, when daddy has them, that's when you go out, I'm not even a mom tonight. What kids?
You be freaking a week.
Because you have a child. You have a child.
I have a child. And I'm telling you, I put him in the room. I close the door and I'm like, you got 4 hours to do what you need to do.
You gave him 4 hours, Sherry.
Brad, if you can't make it work in 4 hours, something's
okay.
wrong. Mama wants you working. So you know that John Legend was the sexiest man alive.
People Magazine.
On the cover of People Magazine, looking all good and yummy and scrumptious.
Now, see, Sherry, it's interesting you say that, because when we talked about this earlier in the week here on Dish, there was a lot of...
Like John Legend, zero sex appeal.
I'm on Team Legend. I am.
Okay.
And so in the magazine, they had other celebrities with their spouses, and they talked about what was the sexiest thing that they had done. Let's take a look.
What's up, everybody? I'm Dwayne. Anyway, welcome to People's Sexiest Men Alive shoot.
And I'm Gabrielle Union, and I find my husband sexiest when he's working out.
I think that Nick is most sexiest when he's doing manual labor, like cleaning the pool.
I mean, I think the thing that is the sexiest to me about Nate is he is just like this crazy database of information. You know, he is insatiable when it comes to reading. He reads like 3 books a month.
Come on, insatiable.
You know, what do you find sexy?
I like, my wife is the assertive one in the relationship because I'm non-confrontational, but sometimes when I should be like, hey, listen, she does that and I love it because she'll be like, no. Like, they can bring me the wrong food at a restaurant. I'm like, don't worry about it. I'll eat it. She goes, no. You're going to get what you ordered. And
wow.
I'm like,
so you like that she's like, she's assertive.
Me. Yeah, she's
she
like,
doesn't take any bull.
She handled, like, she got me. She's like, she's going to handle it. And I think that's sexy because it's not anything I'm going to do for myself.
My wife has the sexiest when I leave and go to work.
Oh my. Now, see, that's what I find sexy. I want a man who smells like he's got a job. Like, that's sexy to me when you come in and I'm like, you was working the third shift.
I don't know. I just think I like a woman that, like, she not gonna let me walk over her. Like, she gonna tell me what to do.
Ooh.
Like,
Well, you need to come over here. Mama will. BT, get over here.
I might need to fly to L.A. then.
Get over here,
Jerry's
BT.
Jerry's looking. You got 4 hours to get it done.
I'm telling you.
4 hours. Now.
Actually, for you, BT, 3 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh, she knocked out 30.
Listen, I just need an hour.
All right, you know when you're mad at somebody, the goal is to try to talk it out. Let's resolve this. Let's listen, enough of this. Let's talk. Let's figure
or
it out. Grown people. Yes, like grown adults. Well, not Brigitte Nielsen. Now, recently she was on the talk. She spilled a little tea about a time Madonna was rude to her and how she handled it. Take a look.
In 1987, I was at a club downtown with her and she kept stepping on my feet. She was very rude. And I ended up giving her a slap across the face. A couple of months later in the south of France, I got back at her for being rude, having a one-night stand with Sean Penn.
Go ahead, Brigitte.
Can we, before we talk about the story, can I just say that I just had a revelation that I look like Brigitte? Yeah, y'all look like twins.
You look like her older brother.
Brad Nielsen.
You're stupid.
Oh, my God. And I know this has to hurt because even years later, somebody had asked Madonna the love of your life. After all these years, after all the men.
And it was Sean Penn. So Brigitte knew if I get with Sean, because that's the worst.
When savage.
She's savage. But when a woman can look at you and with that look like, I slept with your man.
God, I just got chills. You look at me like that. I was just like, ugh.
Like, I slept with yo, man.
All right, honestly, ladies, in situations where maybe a best friend and you had a fallout, did you ever hook up with her boyfriend or her ex-boyfriend?
Not the girls I ran with. They'd have whooped my ass. I'm trying to think if I went and slept with Niecy Nash's man.
Lord.
Not at all.
All right, y'all, moving on. It's time for another
Thirst Trapping
with the stars. All right. First up is singer Omarion. He recently celebrated his birthday by giving us a gift, y'all. He shared this pic on the gram with the caption, "Solar return, ladies. Thanks to all for the salutations and well wishes. I appreciate all the love. It's priceless. This is 35. Feel me, God."
I don't think he's thirst trapping. I just think he's unbothered.
I like it.
Would you give him 4 hours there, Sherry?
I would give me 30 seconds. That's all it would take for me.
I don't think this is a thirst trap.
I don't think so either.
I don't think it's a thirst trap either. I think maybe the comment, maybe the post is more thirst trappy than the picture, I think.
Not the body.
He knows what he's doing.
Right.
Come on.
I'm thirsty. Like,
thirsty,
I'm really
Sherry?
Thirsty.
Sherry, they're like,
at him.
I'm parched, bitch.
You know me too well, Brad. You know me well.
Well, next up is actress Lindsay Lohan. She posted a pic in a black and white two-piece bikini on a beach with the caption, "At Dakota Lohan. See you soon, bro." That's to her brother. She's posting a bikini picture to her brother?
Oh.
The only reason
that's kind of weird.
I don't understand.
The only reason this is a thirst trap is because she's shaped like a straw.
She may be dressed like a straw, but you can suck on a straw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suck on the straw, Sherry.
I kind of like it because she looks good. She looks healthy.
She does. She's a healthy straw.
Finally, on Thirst Trappin', it's rapper Cash Doll giving us a great demo on how you should use a treadmill. Yes, or how I think you should by posting this video to her Instagram. The caption, "Tap in Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, I walk on the treadmill with heels. Incline at 7.0. I crank the speed as I go, and I'll go for like 30 minutes. Doing too much?"
Oh, my God. gosh, this is my Shiro.
If I was the people that own this fitness center, I'd be like, get off my treadmill because you're going to tear it up. You're supposed to work out in, like, sneakers and something comfortable. Like, she need to get her own treadmill and tear that
up. Do that at home.
But how you know she'll just do it for the video? She could have had her shoes on.
And that was not the first time she's done that.
She ain't. Now, that's weird that she in the mall. Like, that's
she had her gold heels or Louis Vuitton fanny pack and she's staring at a JCPenney's. I mean, come on. What's the motive?
Lane Bryant, and I saw her on the treadmill.
So is it thirst trapping?
Yes.
Oh, 100% thirst trapping, yes.
Coming up, we're going to find out which celebrity just found out her mother was married for 8 years.
She just found out her mom was married?
She just found out. She didn't know. We're going to explain right after the break. Dish Nation.
It's November already, so you know what that means, right? It's the holiday season, and it's time to start getting holiday gifts. Listen, if you have a long list that can get a little expensive, but it doesn't have to with Honey. Now, Honey is a free browser extension that automatically finds the best promo codes whenever you shop online. No more signing up for annoying emails, which I hate. Since downloading Honey, I've gotten a head start on shopping for all my friends and family, and I saved $18 on a new blouse for Gary and even more on a dress for baby PJ, because I'm in a giving mood. And guess what? I did with my savings. I bought a jacket for myself. Why wait for Black Friday deals when you can download the Honey app right now and start saving today? Honey works on over 20,000 websites such as Amazon, eBay, Sephora, Target, and many more. So if you're buying gifts this holiday season, then you need Honey. If you're not, you probably know someone who is, so do them a solid and tell them about Honey. Honey can help make sure that you're getting the best price for whatever you're buying. It's free to use and installs in just 2 clicks, and you can get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/dish. That's joinhoney.com/dish. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, y'all look like Gayle King is bearing it all, literally. On a recent episode of Ashley Graham's podcast, Gayle reveals something very risky that she did in her college days. Take a look.
Once in college, I was dating a guy who was a photographer.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, let's have a sexy photo shoot. Now, my idea of a sexy photo shoot, I was nude. But Ashley, I was wearing rollers. This was back in the day where you wear pink foam rollers.
That's like very Marilyn.
That's so stupid.
No.
I mean, and I'm posing, I'm doing all
what
the things.
What are you doing, like 50s poses?
I mean, just, you know, you stick your butt out, you stick your boobs out. He's a photographer, so I went with him to the dark room to develop them. And then when they were done, I got all the negatives, so I know that they will never see the light of day.
I was going to say.
You ever sent pictures?
I have, but my head's never been in there.
Thank God.
I've never, like, I might, like, do the side shot where it's a boob, but I'm not in it, or it's the side, you know, stomach where a little.
I sent new pictures.
With your face in it?
Yeah, to my boyfriend who was in prison. I was, like, 22, and he was in prison. And they were cute, because I had on the little corset. I had an apple, like I was Eve. And he told me that the prison guards took them. I really want those pictures to come out. anybody has these pictures of me with no clothes on,
because you
I'm
look
22,
good.
The prison guard said, "This is mine."
Like, yes, but I'm gonna tell BT, my boobs look like porno boobs.
Oh, all right,
I'm trying to see
put
these pictures.
Put the pictures out,
BT.
I'm telling BT. Now you don't not now. Now you don't want no news now. She hurts the baby, BT. If there are any prison guards around, just look through your old pictures that you confiscated. See if you can find mine.
A picture of
Sherry. Said them now, it'd be considered cruel and unusual punishment.
Oh, Frank Kramer. Oh. I ain't lying. You ain't lying.
Oh
because
God,
back then at 22, Brad, I had my real hair and baby ass. No wig.
Okay. Oh
so I told you, there was a celebrity that just found out her mother had been married for 8 years.
Right.
And she didn't know. It was Jeannie Mai from The Real.
What? Wow.
Her and her 5 siblings didn't know that their mother was married for 8 years, and they just found out a year and a half ago.
Well, why was it a big secret?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't know. We're going to take a look.
Okay.
Take the time to go approach the person yourself before you erratically, like, think every other bad option. Go talk to the person, because my mom got married without telling us kids for years. They didn't know for years that they've been married. Uncle Ted has been my stepfather for 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and when did you find out? 8 years married. 8 years married, sorry. But I found out just a year and a half ago.
Okay. You just found out?
Yeah.
So she withheld it because
the information.
They didn't like him? Like, wow. I don't understand.
Like, maybe she just felt like you're on a need-to-know basis, kids, and you don't need to know.
You know who else did that? Janet Jackson. Remember, Janet Jackson was married to Renee Elizondo for 10
and
years.
And never told anybody.
Didn't tell
just
anybody.
Her manager.
I mean, I wasn't told that I had a daughter for 5 years.
What?
And then I didn't tell anybody I had a son for 9 years.
What?
My wife still doesn't know.
Oh, my God.
Stop it!
I wouldn't tell my child you was their father either, Frank.
Thanks, Brad.
No problem, babe.
Boyfriend. I mean, you have a son. Do you withhold stuff from him? Like, stuff that he would have no idea, like, that his mom did
or does? I withhold stuff from Jeffrey all the time. If he knew what a garden tool his mother used to be.
Oh, my God. Sherry.
Brad, he don't need to know that.
Sherry a freak.
Yeah, well, yes, when my sciatica don't act up.
All right, up next, Andrew Freund got to sit down with Matt Damon and Christian Bale, the stars of Ford versus Ferrari.
Nice.
That's all coming up next.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, our boy Andrew Freund recently sat down with Matt Damon, Christian Bale, and the rest of the cast of Ford versus Ferrari. Check it out.
Suppose Henry Ford II wanted to build the greatest race car the world's ever seen to win the 24 hours of Le Mans. What's it take?
Well, it takes something money can't buy.
Money can buy speed.
What in about speed? You need a pure racer behind the wheel of your car. That's Ken Miles.
I don't trust him an inch.
We heard he's difficult.
No, Ken's a puppy dog.
No. Whatever it is, Shell, no. Trust me.
All right, very important question, guys, is have you ever pulled the Bale or Damon card to get out of a ticket?
No.
Never?
No.
What about you?
No. I did one time, I was out of the country too long, visa, green card stuff, called my immigration lawyer, this is before I became a citizen, who genuinely said to me, just tell them you're Batman. I went, no, seriously. I've overstayed by a couple of days. Production wouldn't let me leave. He went, no, seriously, tell them you're Batman. I went, you're joking. No, I'm paying you for this advice. He went, no, do it. So what happens? I arrive in Chicago. I've overstayed a few days over. The lady looks and goes, yeah, you've gone over. And I went, I was told to tell you something. I was told to tell you that I'm Batman. And she did exactly that and went, why would that make any difference? And she just said to me, you're so lucky this is the beginning of my shift because that is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Yeah, forgave me. But she said, if it had been at the end of the shift, you'd be out.
Right. Wow. All right.
I've never gotten out of a traffic ticket.
Really? Never.
Never, man. No.
You just say, I'm
I've gotten the traffic. Yeah, no, I'm busted.
You say, you got me. Man, I've used them all, man. My dad taught me early, man. You go down fighting.
Who do you think would win in a drag race, Batman or Jason Bourne?
With cars?
Or like...
Or with cars. With cars. Cars.
We're in drag. Yeah, we're in drag. You're having a race.
Right. And it's a foot race. Because that's different. Because Bourne would definitely win that because he's got the heavy suit.
No.
And a
because
foot race.
I did a film called Velvet Goldmine, and I got very good at running in very big platform shoes.
But in a Batman suit? That's the
Batman in drag, Bourne in drag, foot race.
That's what I'm saying. Bourne wins that.
Okay.
But a drag race in cars, Bourne is always in a lousy car. They always give him. He just has to deal with whatever car he gets. He's got the Batmobile.
Okay.
It's not really fair.
So I win in the car. You win on foot.
On
in
foot.
Drag.
Yes.
We're gonna make history.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back to Dish Nation. Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
All right, this kind of story never gets old. There was a 23-year-old model. She's an Australian model. I finally have Frank's attention.
I love stories about 23-year-old models.
Her name is Erin Langmaid, and she had no idea that she was pregnant until she gave birth.
What?
She gave birth. She showed no signs of pregnancy, no symptoms, no cravings. She was even still taking contraceptive shots.
You know what? That's called a cryptic pregnancy. And it's like one in 475 women can actually go through an entire process of being pregnant, nine months, have a baby, and not know that they were pregnant. But it's only one.
That's crazy.
I don't
Where did she have the baby? She went to the hospital. She thinks she was
pregnant. No. She was at home. She just didn't feel right. She kind of felt ill. So what do you do when you don't? Oh, tell me. Yeah, I'm going to the bathroom. She had that sensation. Goes to the bathroom and within 10 minutes delivered a 7-pound, 7-ounce baby girl.
Shut up.
The baby girl did stop breathing after her dramatic entrance, but her boyfriend was with her at the time.
They revived the baby.
The baby is absolutely fine. Everybody's happy. I have no idea how you
don't
know
you're
pregnant.
I mean, if you want to keep your man, it's easier ways to do that.
And look at this picture. I guess that's the father, the black and white.
He looks all happy. Picture.
He's like, you got to be kidding me, right?
He didn't even have any time to prepare, gearing up, like, I'm going to be a dad
but
in 9 months.
But maybe that's the way you do it. You don't tell him until the baby comes. Hey, we about to have a baby. We got to get there.
You got
to
pay for this.
You got to pay for this. Get
look, his face look like I just got to deal with it.
Yeah. That's a blindside baby.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.